the upcoming production of A Christmas Carol at 10 Bucks Theater Company. We are joined in studio by the director of the production, our friend Amy Giroux. Amy, welcome.
Thank you, Rich, for having me here today.
And to my right, it appears to be legendary Dickens character Ebenezer Scrooge.
Humbug. What else did you expect? Every year you drag me out to talk about this Christmas. What is Christmas time to you, but a time for, you know, the routine.
Ken Stack, who has played Ebenezer Scrooge, I believe now 113 times in his career.
Well, you have one digit correct. Believe it or not, this is number 30.
Is it really?
Number 30.
Wow.
In 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is shocking to me because for those of us who know you, no one could be less Scrooge-like than you, Ken Stack.
I have heard you lie before, Richard Kimball. Yes, and you're keeping it up very nicely. Thank you. That's very nice of you. Yes.
You're welcome. Amy, let's talk a little bit about the production. Now,
sure.
10 Bucks did essentially a staged reading of Christmas Carol last year, but now a bit more to it, right?
We did do a stage reading last year, so it was the same script, actually, that we're using this year.
Which is the Mark Torres adaptation.
Yes, yeah. We're very happy to have Mark's adaptation. It's very true to the Dickens text. And last year we did also have Ken as our Scrooge, which was a blessing to have him. So he is doing our full production with us this year. We have full lights, full sound, we have full costume. We're very excited to put it up.
Fantastic. Now, do you even have to go back and look at the lines, Ken?
I have to go back every year and learn which lines to not say.
Uh-huh.
And that's a lot harder than just learning the lines from scratch. Because I've done the show so many times, so many different versions. Even though I've done the Mark Torres version, which I love it, it's wonderful. I still have to remind myself, this is not the one that I did in that theater back there and back there. So, and then the older you get, the harder it gets.
What is it about this production? And obviously it's a classic story, but something about this production of Christmas Carol that makes people keep going back to it year in and year out.
Well, it's true to Dickens. It's true to the story. It keeps the spirit alive, the language alive. We have so much fun with it. And one of the things that's unique about doing it with 10 Bucks Theater Company, yes, we did do a stage version last year, with just a reading, but this is their first Christmas Carol in their home at the Bangor Mall, which is a wonderful performance space. It's new to me. It's very alive. Yes, we are in a clothing store in the Bangor Mall, but it is a fantastic performance space. It really brings the audience immediately into the show, and I think audiences will have a great time.
Well, you know, I think about the days of doing it at Penobscot Theater Company. I was lucky enough to be a part of a number of those, and as wonderful as the Bangor Opera House is, to me, it could never match the storytelling capability of doing it in the old spot at 183 Main Street.
Oh, it was wonderful to have the audience right in close where they could not just see the actors sweat, but they could feel what the characters were going through. And it has a much more immediate feeling. And that's what we have with 10 Bucks over the mall.
Well, let's talk about that, Amy. First of all, some of the folks involved in the production side of things, who's doing things like set, and your brother's doing the lighting?
He is, yeah. Tony Giroux, he's the tech director at the Waterville Opera House. He's an amazing lighting director, designer. He's doing my lighting. Melissa Burkhart from 10 Bucks Theater is doing our sound. And Michelle Hanley from the Theater at Monmouth is doing our costumes, and they are going to look absolutely gorgeous. Now, we're not going what I'm calling full Dickens for the show. It's going to be a little bit of a different riff.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the big pieces, but everything you love is going to be there.
Excellent. And can you talk about some of the other people sharing the stage with Ken?
Oh, my God. We've got Julie Lisnett. We've got Jennifer Snow. We've got little Josh Lorenzo. He's our youngest actor. He's 12 years old. He's amazing. Bernard Hope. We have an ensemble of nine plus Ken.
So as is often the case in A Christmas Carol, a lot of people play multiple roles.
Oh, yes. We have nine people playing all of our roles. And that's part of the joy of this, the storytelling aspect of it. They morph on stage into their different characters. And sometimes it's not what you expect. The kids playing the adults, adults playing kids, adults playing ghosts. You never know what you're going to see.
And you are making your directorial debut in this production as well.
I am. After about a decade of doing acting in the Bangor area in New York, this is my first directorial show.
Very exciting. How's she doing, Ken? She won't hear this.
Amy, yes, don't let her listen to it. She's doing a spectacular job with it. She brings a spirit and a love to the cast, to the show, to the language, to the entire production. She's always upbeat, even though we're maybe going to be dealing with some weather, or people are going to be dealing with this, that, and the other thing. She brings a spirit to the production that we're very grateful for. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you,
were
Ken.
Listening. I heard you hear that.
I was.
Ken, what keeps it fresh for you?
Sheer adrenaline. I never stop being afraid doing the show. The butterflies are still there. The stage fright is still there. Seriously, I have done this since 1979 over many different states and six different theater companies. It's still a challenge to be that old guy and to bring him through his rebirth at the end of the show. And so I sit back before every performance saying, have I got another one in me? Of course I do, because Dickens has done the work for us. Just follow him, trust his language, trust his story. The story is gorgeous. We stick with that, you got it made.
Yeah, well, you do some heavy lifting too, because you're on stage almost the entire show.
Scrooge gets to sit once during the entire production. But the rest of the show, he's there. And you must be there because the audience sees the story through Scrooge's eyes.
Also want to mention, I'd be remiss not to mention this, a big anniversary coming up for 10 Bucks Theater Company as well.
Yes, 10 Bucks Theater is celebrating its 20th anniversary next year. We had a ballot poll to announce our upcoming season. So our audiences picked what show we were going to do. So they picked our drama, our Shakespeare, and our comedy. And we have announced that. We're doing Fawlty Towers and Monty Python in the spring. We're doing Taming of the Shrew in the summer. And then we are doing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in the fall. We will be announcing our directors very shortly. But we are really excited to celebrate 20 years, especially in our new home at the Bangor Mall. We are so thrilled to be there.
So you open up this Thursday night.
We open up Thursday night at 7 p.m. We go Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 7 p.m., and Sunday at 3 p.m.
Fabulous.
For two weekends.
And the best way to get tickets?
10buckstheater.org. Tickets are going fast, especially for Thursdays and Sundays, so get on your tickets.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you much luck and success. Break many legs.
Thank you.
And again, the storm will be over tomorrow night. It will not impact rehearsal.
No, it will not.
No, of course not.
No.
Amy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rich.
Ken, wonderful to see you again, my friend.
Rich, great to be here. All the best for the holidays.
Thank you.
I can do that now because Scrooge won't.
No, exactly. Thanks, Ken. Ken Stack, Amy Giroux, 10 Bucks Theater Company, A Christmas Carol, opening this Thursday at their beautiful location at the Bangor Mall.